I actually see a world where the chief customer officer has more of a voice at that senior executive level, that chief level, because depending on what the maturity of an organization might be, the chief customer officer, their quota, their goal, the revenue that they're responsible for could be quite a bit more than the sales side of the house.
You're listening to Well Said, where customer success leaders share their best advice on a single topic in around 5 minutes. We're continuing our conversation with Stacy Ward, who has led customer success teams at Red Canary, Kapost, and CA Technologies.
Continuing this theme of the difference between CS and sales, let's maybe jump to culture. So there are parts of sales culture that are fantastic and some parts that can be destructive. So how do you think about building a culture in CS? What things do you bring from sales and what things do you avoid when creating a culture in CS?
That, you know, biggest deal, super winner, those are fun things about sales and not always the greatest for customer success. The one trap I see in customer success is not celebrating the wins. There's a huge focus on, oh my gosh, we lost that. Why did we lose it? Let's go get the dental records of why that failed versus really also looking at why did we win? Because just as much as there's a reason for, we can look at reasons for churn, there are some very clear reasons why we win. And that part of the sales culture is a good one to bring in, to celebrate those wins, to publish them to the rest of the organization so that they realize, hey, we didn't just win this deal on, you know, May 3rd. This is the culmination of a year, sometimes 2 years of investment of the CSM and the rest of the organization into this customer and our relationship with them. So making sure that we celebrate those wins, that's what you would bring from sales. The part of the sales culture that you kind of want to get away from is more of that lone wolf hunter mentality.
And for a chief customer officer, VP of customer success, who is thinking about bringing over someone from their sales team into success, which at any given point, there will be 10, 15% of the sales team that wants to make the switch.
Yep.
How can a CS leader talk about compensation in a way that would be attractive to someone who's coming from the sales team?
So it depends on your customer success organization. So the ones that I've worked in, we've always had a base plus a variable so that the customer success folks who really are motivated somewhat by the dollars, they have an opportunity to exceed their OTE. Where it gets interesting is that guarantee part. So there are some sales reps who are just not comfortable with the level of risk. They don't love that 50-50. Oh my goodness, if I don't make it this quarter, what's going to happen? Just not comfortable with that. So the customer success role gives them that security, but still in the roles that I've worked with, still gives them that opportunity to have their efforts represented in some kind of compensation improvement.
And at many companies, this is not true for all companies, at many companies, the chief customer officer is a less prominent executive at the e-staff table. And first of all, why do you think that is? And secondly, what can a chief customer officer do to bridge that gap?
I think it's because it's still fairly new in the world. CRO has been around for a while, but even if you think back, even before there was a CRO, there was the chief sales officer, or, you know, it was really very sales focused instead of looking at revenue more holistically in the SaaS world. So I think I'm starting to see more and more chief customer officers. And where I see that going is more blending of the customer success and product side of things, product management, so that the chief customer officer might actually have a product background or product management could be, you know, the diversity of someone's background. The couple that I know have both sales and retention pieces. And then they also have product management. So blending all of those, I think we're going to see in the future more chief customer officers. And I actually see a world where the chief customer officer has more of a voice at that senior executive level, that chief level, because depending on what the maturity of an organization might be, the chief customer officer, their quota, their goal, the revenue that they're responsible for could be quite a bit more than the sales side of the house.
So in terms of how to bridge that gap, it sounds like there's two pieces. One is chief customer officer has to own a number. So there has to be some kind of quota. But secondly, there's a skill set that chief customers can acquire around product to help them drive or certainly influence key product decisions for the organization.
Yes. And the more knowledge they have about how the product is built, how it's communicated, the better that's going to be. And part of it is, if you look at how in some of the customer success roles or the tiers, they're going to more digital, more tech touch and self-service. That can be done through customer success and proactive outreach, or can actually be done within the product through using something like Pendo. You've got to have someone who's bringing both those pieces together. And that is the chief customer officer to be able to look at, all right, well, those two pieces are not working independently, that they are working very synergistically.
And that was well said.
Every week on this podcast, you'll hear fresh ideas from some of the top leaders in customer success. So wherever you're listening right now, just go click the subscribe button and make sure you don't miss the next episode.